Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now, there is quite an interesting and quite strange story appearing in my broadband, and we wanted to hear and understand a little bit more about it. What happens when you try and expose government corruption involving surveillance technology? Well, you might get beaten and fired, according to local sources. A top cop who helped uncover the 45 million rand cell phone spying tender is now out of a job. Joining me is Jan van Meulen. He's editor at My Broadband to unpack this strange and somewhat disturbing story. Jan, a very good morning to you. For those who haven't followed, can you give us a quick summary of what the cell phone spying tender is about?
Morning, Howard. Yeah, so this is about what's called an IMSI catcher or IMSI catcher, I guess, sometimes. And folks just refer to it as a grabber because it grabs the cell phone signal. It's able to intercept it, and then it can know everything that you are doing. It essentially masquerades as a cell phone tower. And the idea is then to get it as close to your subject as possible, the person that you want to surveil, and then they connect to your grabber rather than the actual cell phone tower. It also hooks up to the nearest cell phone tower to make it look like you are legitimately connected to the cellular network. But in fact, they are intercepting all of your traffic. It's a very sophisticated and powerful man-in-the-middle attack. And in 2017, even though we only learned about it in 2019, there was a shady deal, allegedly, to siphon 45 million rand of the police budget towards buying votes at the 2017 ANC National Conference.
Wow.
Now we don't know the exact details of who was getting that money and which votes were being bought, but that's the allegations that these whistleblowers made. And Lieutenant Colonel Mpokwanika was the president of the South African Police Union, who defended some of these whistleblowers at the time. And so there was a call at the time for the National Commissioner of Police to declassify relevant documents, which he resisted, and Kwanika was immediately essentially put into conflict with the National Police Commissioner. And so that's the genesis of the story, is these IMSI catches.
Right. And so it was around this 45 million rand tender.
Right. And so the actual, you know, retail value of one of these grabbers shouldn't be, you know, 10 million rand or so, is what the whistleblowers said. And so they were inflating the invoice to siphon, you know, upwards 30, 35 million towards buying these votes. Yeah.
Right. And has there been any comment from government around these allegations?
So nothing recently. So there was a huge storm around it at the time, but you know, the whole story kind of died down after the after the initial reporting, and then, you know, for those who were paying attention, you hear that, hang on a second, Kwanika is ending up in court papers. What's going on here? And you hear that he had been ousted out of the union entirely. So not only was he fired as president, he was ousted out of the union, and then he was reinstated in court that he had somewhere along the line suffered an assault at the hands of police, that he had then faced disciplinary action and was fired again. It's only now that the story has really exploded again with the allegations, around the corruption in the police, once, you know, reaching national levels, with President Cyril Ramaphosa having to address the nation to suspend a shipping minister.
So that's what's re-triggered it.
Exactly.
As far as so there are effectively two stories here. One is about whistleblowing and corruption. And what about the story of, or the angle around the government or police ability to listen into our phone calls?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the story intersects with what we do at My Broadband. And just to remind people, because once again, these kinds of stories fly below the radar until something explosive like this happens. But we've actually known for a while, since at least 2021, that SAP's crime intelligence or the police in general have the capability to intercept phone calls. So it was limited to 3G for a while, and then they spent 112 million rand on new equipment, including 13 drones and 12 precise mobile location vehicles to expand their capability. And then there was a huge storm around it because they hadn't obtained the exemptions needed to operate the equipment from the Minister of Justice. But they now have the necessary exemptions to operate this equipment. And so our police have the ability to mass surveil whole neighborhoods with this kind of capability. And one hopes that goes through the proper RICA channels to get legal intercept orders and stuff. But we know these kinds of capabilities have been abused before.
What is likely to come of this story, in your view?
We're hoping that the attention that Lieutenant Colonel Kunika has brought to the situation will allow an investigation to happen at the police so that we can get to the truth of what happened on that day that he was assaulted, regarding his ousting from the police, regarding his allegations that they've been victimized for saying, negative things about the national commissioner at the time. That national commissioner, by the way, was fired by President Cyril Ramaphosa, although the official statement at the time in 2022, it was in February 2022, said that it was by mutual agreement that the national commissioner was terminated, his employment contract was terminated, and that was over the assassination of Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kinnear. I don't know how many people can remember that story, but an anti-gang unit detective in the Western Cape who was assassinated, and that assassination was planned by exploiting a vulnerability essentially in the mobile networks WASP systems. And so the Hawks eventually, or IPED, the internal affairs of the police, eventually laid a criminal case against the national commissioner at the time, and because he refused to cooperate with the investigation. And that's when President Ramaphosa stepped in and he was fired.
This is absolutely frightening beyond words, but you just keep doing the good work that you do and keep us informed of what is really going on. It is 8:23. That was Jan Vermeulen, the editor at My Broadband. See that Mark B says that this is why a forced government change is needed in South Africa. Corruption goes unpunished for ANC perpetrators, and good whistleblowers are treated as criminals.